சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 10 வெர்ஸ் 28. ஆயுதானாமஹம் வஜ்ரம் தேனூனாமஸ்மி காமதுக் ப்ரஜனஶ்சாஸ்மி கந்தர்பஃ சர்பாணாமஸ்மி வாசுகிஹி As a devotee of the Lord, I learn to visualize the Lord in every form, every aspect of this universe. Visualizing the Lord or worshipping the Lord in one particular form, either in temple or in my own puja room, it is an initial bhakti. Primary stage of the bhakti. But that bhakti cannot help me to come out of my raga dveshas. That bhakti, eka rupa bhakti, my ishtadevata bhakti, in that I have some likes and dislikes. I have a lot of preferences. Therefore, Shastra is asking us, O devotees, O bhaktas, may you grow out of this ekarupa bhakti. This ekarupa bhakti is a stepping stone. Ishtadevata bhakti or ekarupa bhakti is a stepping stone. But never stop your journey with that bhakti. What Shastra says, may you appreciate your Ishtadevata in every form. How can you appreciate your Ishtadevata in every form? When you know that form, that object, its extraordinary glory is not belonging to that object, but that extraordinary glory is belonging to that Paramatma. When a magician is singing beautifully, that singing power, that vibhuti, is not belonging to the musician. That extraordinary singing capacity belongs to the Lord. Suppose a dancer is dancing extraordinarily, that extraordinary dance capacity of that dancer also belongs to Bhagavan. Not only music or dance, any science, any art you take, that extraordinary people who are all getting Padma Sri, Padma Vibhushan, Shiromani, Nobel Prize, Golden Medal, Gold Medal, Silver Cup, all these because of extraordinary glory. That extraordinary glory of that people belongs to the Lord. May you remember. That's what Lord Krishna giving all extraordinary powers of every aspect in this creation is mine. You meditate upon them. So one he is enumerating Kandarpaha Prajananaha. 28th shloka, we were seeing the second line. After seeing Ayudhanam Aham Vajram, I am the Vajra Ayudham among all weapons, and I am the cow, that wish yielding cow, Kamadhenu, among all cows. Kandarpaha Aham, Kandarpaha, one of the charming person's name, Kandarpaha. Nala Kubera, they are all very charming, it seems. Among all charming men, Kandarpaha is one of the charming person. That is the Kandarpaha meaning, who are all those people, charming people, if you want, you can note. Jayantaha, in Puranas they come. Not modern heroes. Okay, they are all with full makeup and wig. But our charming people are not like that. Our Puranic heroes are originally charming. For ladies, we use the word beautiful. For gents, when they are very, very attractive, we use the word charm. Charm, we say. Jayantaha, Vasantaha, Nalaha, Kubaraha, and Kandarpaha. Jayanta, Vasanta, Nalakubara, and Kandarpaha. Manmadhaha. Kandarpaha is none other than Manmadhaha. That is why whenever a person is very charming, he is like a Manmadha. Like Manmadha, not Manmadha. Like Manmadha. That means here Madhusudana Saraswati writes a beautiful note. Kandarpaha Manmadaha means a desire, actually. A desire that which, because of which, conjugational relation, they give birth to prajananaha, children. Kandarpaha is equal to desire, kamaha. The most powerful kama is conjugal relation, attraction towards opposite sex. That is a kamaha, desire. That kama also, how our scriptures look at that kama, attraction towards wife and husband conjugal relation. In this, chakara is there. Prajanaschasmi kandarpaha. Prajananaha cha asmi kandarpaha. That chakara, that commentator writes, that how the small, very minute points they observe, this is called a tradition. That chakara kandarpaha cha asmi prajananaha kandarpa prajanaschasmi kandarpaha is there. We gloss over chakara. We gloss over that chakara. Where is the chakara? We search. But commentator, for them, chakara is also very, very important. Chakara is tu arthaha, in the meaning of tu. In the meaning of tu. What it means? Kandarpaha means kamaha. Kamaha means that conjugal relation, wife and husband having that relation through which they give birth to children, is not for sense pleasure. That chakara indicates, that tu indicates, it is not just for sense pleasure they come together, pati patni. It is only for the children they want to give birth to dharmic children. Dharma abhivridyartham putra praptihi, putri praptihi. Dharma abhivridyartham kamaha. Not for just enjoyment. If we also think like that, what is the difference between animals and human beings? Clear? If we also think male and female, wife and husband coming together for only desire for sense of pleasure, what is the difference between animals, birds and human beings? We the human being have got extraordinary intellect. Therefore, our Shastra says they come together to propitiate children, to give birth to children, that children are meant to propagate dharma, to keep this Sanatana dharma intact. For that purpose only marriage, for that purpose only children, for that purpose only the kamaha. Where you can find this? Imagine. Mundane, very instinctive, basic desire is visualized in a divine aspect. Are you getting the depth of this word? Basic, mundane, instinctive desire between opposite sex is visualized in a such a high pedestal. If we do not know that, what will happen to the relations between wife and husband? That reverential attitude is required between wife and husband. That kama is pavitra kama, dharma aviruddha kama. Coming together just with compatibility, outer compatibility, they come together, outer compatibility, how long it will stay? How long it will stay? That's why marriages are also, nowadays they are not strong. The relation is also not strong. Even if they are together also, it is not healthy. Healthy, strong relation between opposite sex, wife and husband, is very important to give birth to healthy children. That healthy children alone brings out the healthy society. A healthy society is not there, healthy children are not there, the society is a sick society. The healthy children are not there at the age of 20, not 20, even 12, 13, 14 itself, they take to drug addictions. If father and mother are not having a healthy attitude towards their relation and giving birth to healthy children, they are not taking care of their children in a healthy manner, the children take to wrong side, wrong models, wrong habits. At the prime age, they will get to destroy their life. Between 13 and 20, they will take to wrong models in their life. Cinema heroes and heroines, and addicted to heroin. The local people should not be taken as heroes or heroines. Our children should take their heroes, and heroes must be very, very high. It is not local, ordinary people. Their name and fame, they are very temporary. Local people, those are very popular by films or cricket or some other sports or any field. If you take any art, they should not take them as exemplary, because they are all materialistic. Why they should not take? Even though they are great, however great they are, our children should not take them as models, exemplaries, because they are all materialistic. All those artists, anyone in the world, human form, they are all materialistic people. They don't have spiritual background. They don't have religious, spiritual, high depth background. They don't have. Their greatness is only on peripheral, materialistic level. That is why our children also, their high esteem also cannot be grow in a high pedestal, and any time their models can disturb them. If the model is disturbed, these people's minds are also disturbed. Easily, very easily. That is why our children have to take the hero, heroines, whom you take historical Jhansi Rani, Jijabai, and Mirabai. All these women are very great, great high. No? They are not materialistic. They are highly spiritual, religious people. Their glory is not ordinary glory. Swami Vivekananda, if you take modern people, and you go to Puranic, Anjaneya, Prahlada, Dhruva, so many of them are there. That is why kama, desire is not evil. That desire, if you put in a dharmic way, it is wonderful. ఇట్ ఇస్ ఎ క్రియేటివ్ పవర్, ఇట్ ఈస్ మై ఓన్ క్రియేటివ్ పవర్. వి నీడ్ నాట్ లుక్ డౌన్ అపాన్ దెమ్. Without giving this knowledge, now newly they have brought one news recently, few months, 1 year ago, sex education in the schools, sex education in the colleges. And what basis you give that education? Without having our scriptural study, that education is not going to help them. This is what education. You have to educate your teenagers. How the relation should be, how it must be pious, holy. When your attitude is not based on our scriptures, even you give that education in the colleges and schools, it will become worst. You give that education based on materialistic grounds, it will not work. On the other hand, it give wrong side effects also. This is the way we have to give education to us. What? By this shloka. This shloka they have to teach. Prajanas chasmi kandarpaha. Are you appreciating? Not my teaching. Our ancestors' vision. This is not my new application. Our ancestors, our great rishis' vision towards human relation. The best relation in human relation is pati-patni relation. The most sacred relation is the pati-patni sambandha. That sambandha must be very, very sacred, holy, pious. What for? Not for their own sake. Each other. Made for each other. Hey, we are not made for each other. We are made for our children. We are made for our children. Children made for what? Not for us to take care of us at old age. Children made by us for the sake of dharma abhivruddhi. This must be the concept. This must be the education. Unless you are educated, how can you educate your children? Unless you are educated, you cannot educate your children. So therefore, you have to learn. What is prajanaschasmi kandarpaha? Lord Krishna is telling, if you don't know, the word-to-word meaning I give and I finish. What you understand? What you understand? Nothing. Like that, if you go on looking at the each word of Bhagavad Gita, I can finish Bhagavad Gita after 15-20 years. That means we are studying only very, very little. Understand? That is why second time I am taking, third time I am taking, fourth time I am taking, fifth time I am taking, sixth time also I am taking. What for, you know? To draw the inner essence of the Gita, we cannot give in one class. Okay, let us go to the next word. Prajanaschasmi kandarpaha. Then sarpanam vasukihi ahamasmi. Next glory. Sarpanam. This word I have said or not, I don't know. Kandarpaha means kuschitaha darpaha yasmat kandarpaha. Presiding deity of love anartha. Kandarpaha means presiding deity of love. Kam means sukham. Darpaha means abhimanaha. The one who has abhimana in pleasures, dharmic pleasures, is called kandarpaha. That desire also only for santana abhivrithyartham. That is also dharma, for dharma's sake. So giving birth to children is what? First Purushartha, Dharma Purushartha. That is for Dharma Purushartha. Because it's my duty as a Grihastha, I have to give birth to children to protect this Dharma, Sanatana Dharma, to continue. This is the last point. I give birth, I enter into Grihasthashrama, and I give birth to children to keep this Sanatana Dharma ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಯೇಷನ್. ಫಾರ್ ದಟ್ ಸೇಕ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಗೃಹಸ್ಥಾಶ್ರಮ, ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್, ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಟು ವೇದಿಕ್ ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಚರ್ಸ್, ಫಾರ್ ದಟ್ ಸೇಕ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಗೃಹಸ್ಥಾಶ್ರಮ, ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಎಲ್ಸ್. ನಾಟ್ ಟು ಬೈ ಒನ್ ಫ್ಲ್ಯಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ಕಾರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಟು ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್, ನಾವಿರುವರ್ ನಮಕ್ಕೊರುವರ್ ಅಂದ ಫಿಲಾಸಫಿ ಕಡೆಯದೆ. ಹೌ ಮೆನಿ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಬರ್ತ್, ದಟ್ ಮಚ್ ಸನಾತನ ಧರ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಪಗೇಟಿಂಗ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್. ನೌ ವೈ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಬರ್ತ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಫಾರ್ ಒನ್ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್? ನಾವಿರುವರ್ ನಮಕ್ಕೊರುವರ್ ಪೋದು. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಐ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಸ್ಪೇರ್ share what I have, it is not sufficient for three of us. Fourth one comes, it is very difficult. Fourth one, vendave venda. Idha family? No. First daughter, son, second, third, fourth, fifth. How many children I have, that money, that much I am spreading dharma. They are all like my hands. What hands? Dharma. ಸನಾತನ ಧರ್ಮ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಪ್ರಾಪಗೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಬೈ ಕೀಪಿಂಗ್ 10 ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್. ಐ ಆಮ್ ದ 8th ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ ಟು ಮೈ ಮದರ್. ಟೋಟಲಿ ವಿ ವರ್ 9. ಐ ಆಮ್ ದ 8th ಒನ್. ಲೆಸ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ 8, 6 ಮಿನಿಮಮ್. ಆಲ್ ಯುವರ್ ಗ್ರ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಮದರ್ ಫಾದರ್ ಯು ಸೀ ದಟ್ ಗೋ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಸೈಡ್, ಆಲ್ 6 ಮಿನಿಮಮ್. 5 ಅನ್ನ ವೆರಿ ಲೆಸ್. They lived happily without any tension, anxiety. Why, you know? They lived simple way. No lavish, luxurious life. Every son or daughter is an embodiment of dharma propagation. This must be the vision. With one son, one daughter, they are not happy. With 10 children, my grandmother family 13 children, 13, they were all happy, hale and healthy. One son, one daughter, cantankerous, you know, giving problem o problem na enna sadhichite appa na. Go behind again, back towards ancestors, change your attitude. That's why every Hindu family must have 5 children minimum, 5 to 6 children minimum. If you chonna arrest pannidva, they'll arrest me. Because their vision is different. Government vision of population control is different. Our Vedic society never accept population control. If you are a dharmic person, why we need population control, tell me? Because you are grabbing, that's why you want population control. If every person is a contributor, not a consumer, everyone is a contributor, why we need to do any population control? Not necessary at all. Natural phenomenon, that is. Animals do not doing any population control. Your pet dog only, you do some tubectomy or hysterectomy, something and all. Otherwise, they are not undergoing. I can talk on and on this topic, so I am stopping with this. Why I want to give this much explanation? People have a wrong concept about family system, children. Now living together is coming. Just live together. Why marriage? Paarunga enga varuku poitamo. That's why I'm talking this much time. Why swamini, you are a sannyasini, you are talking about family, children, na? We the sannyasinis only can talk, because we know what is happening in the society. What is dharma? We require this education. Living together, why marriage? We live together for some time and go. This is most harmful. You go to Pune and Nagpur, I heard the news from there only. This is very dangerous. Most unhealthy way of thinking. It's not good. Therefore, Sarpanam Vasukihi Ahamasmi. Among the serpents. The serpents are of two types. Sarpa and Naga. நாகானாம் சர்ப்பாணாம். சர்பா இஸ் எ டிஃப்ரெண்ட் டைப் ஆஃப் சர்பெண்ட். நாகா இஸ் அனதர் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் ஸ்பீஷீஸ் இன் சர்பெண்ட்ஸ். அனதர் ஸ்பீஷி மீன்ஸ் அனதர் டைப். சர்பா அண்ட் நாகா. அமாங் தோஸ் சர்பாஸ் ஐ எம் வாசுகி, ஐ எம் த வாசுகி. மதுசூதன சரஸ்வதி ரைட்ஸ், சவிஷாணாம் சர்ப்பாணாம் அமாங் பாய்சனஸ், ஹூ இஸ் த ஆர்னமெண்ட் ஆஃப் லார்ட் சிவா, ரிப்ரசென்ட்ஸ் சுத்த அகங்கார. அமாங் த சர்பெண்ட்ஸ் ஐ எம் த வாசுகி, என்லைட்டன்ட் அகங்காரான் அர்த்தம். த கிங் ஆஃப் த சர்பெண்ட்ஸ் இஸ் வாசுகி. லார்ட் சிவா வேரிங் த சர்பா இன் ஹிஸ் நெக், இட் இஸ் ஆபரணம் ஃபார் பகவான். ஈவன் தோ இட் ஹேஸ் காட் விஷா, இட் கேன் நாட் ஹார்ம் டு த பகவான். யூ சீ த ஹியர் ஒன் லாஜிக், the serpent is not destroyed by its poison. The serpent's the poison, even a little bit goes into our body, this body will perish. But the serpent which has got poison is not destroying the serpent. It is not destroying the serpent. How is it possible? How that being is alive with that poison? It is not harming. This is called vibhuti. Vibhuti of the Lord, which is poisonous to us, that is not harming to the serpent. Have you thought of this? That is why vibhuti yoga. Therefore, we take out that poison from the serpent, we convert into anti-venom. Same poison we take out and they convert into anti-venom as an antidote. When the serpent, the bite, you know, takes place, they give the same medicine in the form of anti-venom. Amazing, no? Even, this is a side point, that coconut, no, when it get fungus, black fungus, and the coconut, if you keep after breaking, you keep some time, it get black fungus. From that, they take this penicillin. This is also a life surviving, life medicine they use, very powerful medicine, streptomycin they call. From that, coconut fungus they take. How? From fungus. If you eat that fungus, you'll die. But they take medicine from that. Like that, even you have ahankara, doesn't matter. Have a healthy ahankara. Ahankara is nothing wrong having. But ahankara which disturbs you, which disturbs others, that ego is not good for you and others. So you can have your self-esteem. That is good. Bhushanam it is. That's why Jnani's ahankara is a bhushanam, natu dushanam. What type of ahankara we have got? Jnani ahankara is that which accommodates everyone, which loves everyone, which respects everyone, which sees everything as God, his ahankara. Namma ahankaram, it cannot accommodate, it criticizes everyone, it blames everyone. It always afraid of another person. But Bhagavan's Jnani Ahankara is not afraid of anyone. Such Ahankara we should have. So Ahankara neither wrong or good. Neither good or bad. How you decide? How you nurture your Ahankara? That is why defanged cobra. Our Ahankara should be like defanged cobra. Cobra which has got fangs, it hurts. If you remove the fangs and the cobra is so beautiful, it will not harm. Our ahankara also like that. We have to change into fanged ego. Cobra to defanged cobra means ego. Defanged ego. A ego which is very, very beautiful ego. Smiling ego. Okay. Cheerful, peaceful, relaxive ego, that is good. If that ego is not there, you cannot function at all, you cannot interact. For interaction purpose, you require ego. He is having ego now. Don't say like that. Everyone is having ego. He is having ego means we are talking in a negative sense. That negative ego should not be there. Positive ego can be there. It must be there. If you don't have ego, you do not know you are female or male also. You require some, no? Aham, I am, so and so. That nothing wrong in that. Okay, next shloka.
Anantaschasmi naganam vi varuno yadasamaham pitrunamaryamachasmi yamasayamatamaham.
Next continuation. Aham naganam anantaha asmi. Having said that sarpanam vasukihi, now he comes to Adisesha. Lord Shiva wearing one type of serpent in his neck. Lord Vishnu reclining on another type of serpent. For one it is abharanam, for another one it is a bed, spring cot. Dayananda Swamiji says, first spring cot is discovered by our own. What spring cot? Sesha talpa sai. Sesha talpa sai, Lord Vishnu. Naganam, among the snakes. Nirvishanam, those who are not having visha. Nirvishanam, Sridhara Swami says, there are so many commentaries for Bhagavad Gita. Sridhara Swami also wrote another commentary. 8-9 commentaries are there, main commentaries. Apart from that, there are a lot of small commentaries. And Ramaraya Kavi also wrote another commentary. So more than 10 to 12, they give different meanings, concepts, very beautiful. Nirvishanam, among poisonless, non-poisonous snakes, I am Anantaha, Adisheshaha. Beginning, Adi means Ananta, Na Antaha, Asti. There is no end, it's called Anantaha. Adishesha means, Adi means beginning, Shesha means end. Adishesha means who is the beginning and who is the end. Anantaha. That's why Lord reclining on Anantaha to show I am infinite. Ananta means what? Infinite. Limitless is the meaning of Anantaha. Another thought is coming. If I take one word, so many ideas are coming in my mind. In music, Carnatic music, when they sing ragam, after ragam, sometimes the great musicians in the evening programs and all, if you go, definitely they sing tanam. Tanam, tanam, tanam. What is tanam, you know? It is not tanam, it is ananta. Bhagavan, you are Anantaha, Ananta, 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 Ananta. Your glory is infinite. When they are telling Ananta, 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 Tanu. Sambarlo, Rasala, Tanu, Ananta, Tanu, okay. Ananta, Tanam. How many musicians they know? I do not know. This is the meaning of Ananta. When you go to that music, it's a theory, you can understand this. Ananta means, next I'm going to sing about your glory, but your glory is Ananta. I am concising in what? Pallavi, Anupallavi, Charanam. Ananta ani cholliti. That is called Mano Dharma Sangeetam. Parangu. whole music is philosophy. Mano dharma sangeeta means the mind goes as its vast, but ekadeva rupa Ishvara comes in the kirtana. Ananta tanam is infinite Lord. Bhagavan, I am very small. I am taking ekarupa in the kirtana. So music, if you learn also in this aspect, you have to learn. So every art gives moksha if you learn properly. If you don't learn properly, any art we convert into making money. Any art you can convert, even Vedanta also. Vedanta also, spiritual class also, if you come to class, this much I charge. There are people. If you study this much course, you have to charge 1 lakh. Anything you can make it commercial. If you take like that, commercially you teach, can they get moksha? Can they get more? When you sell any knowledge, they can never get the true benefit. That's why they also become commercial later. They also become commercial. That's why nowadays, very loosely we use one word. What is? Nowadays everything has become commercial. It is an insult for humanity. It's not supposed to become commercial, any art. Remember. That is why Ananta to Tanan to commercial. Okay. Then, Aham Yadasam Varunaha Asmi. Among Adasam means among the water deities. Abdevatayam. Jaladevatayam, among water deities, I am Varunaha. Varuna means water. Water deities, I am Varunaha means I am Samudraha. I am the Samudra, the ocean. All water bodies, what are all there? Varshaha is also, water is there. Kasaraha, small lake, also is a water repository. Kupaha, in well also there is water. I am not Kupaha, Kupa Devata, well Devata. And Kasara Devata, Varsha Devata, Samudra Devata. I am the Samudra Devata. Extraordinary. Lot of water is there. Therefore, I am the Samudra Devata. Varuna Devata means Samudra Devata. Then, Pitrunam Aryama Asmi. Pitrunam, among the Pitru's ancestors, among the ancestors, I am Aryama, Pitru Devata. Head of all Pitru Devatas called Aryama. That Aryama I am. When you offer at the time of Shraddha and Tarpanam, that pindams, you know, the water, jalam and food goes to the Pitru Devatas. And Pitru Devatas, all Devatas, they have their own head. So that goes to the first to the head, then head will distribute to everyone. Everywhere like that only. So everywhere we need a head. Like head. If head is not there, imagine. If this head is not there, what is the use of this whole body? His personality is very good. Height, weight, 6.2, suppose. Personality. What is the use? Head is not there, suppose. Head is very important. In that head also, there is must be some stuff also required. Without stuff, head is there, no use at all. Therefore, head of the deities, head of the pitrus, head of that, everything is required. Family head is also required. He must have head. Family head. Father is the head of the family. He must have the head in the sense he has got head, but he doesn't know how to handle the family members. Children, daughter, son, wife, parents, mother, father. He is like, you know, sandwiched between wife and mother, suppose. Don't know how to handle mother and wife. What head it is, head? No use of that head. You must know you should not hurt wife also, you should not hurt mother also. Both are important. How many people know that? Very, very difficult. If you go into that history, endless. Okay. Adi venda. Okay. Pitrunam aryama asmi. Then, yamaha sanyamatam. I am the yamaha. Yama means Yamadharma Raja. Yamadharma Raja is me among Sanyamatam, among the controllers. Samyama means controller, control. Sanyamatam means among the controllers. Sanyamat Pumlingaha, Sanyaman Shabdaha. There is a sloka. Vaidya Raja Namastubhyam. You know that. Vaidyaraja namastubhyam yamaraja sahodaraha. One person jokingly compared this doctor to Yamadharmaraja. Local doctors are there, they compared to Yamadharmaraja. Why? Yamaha harati pranan. What is the job of Yama? He destroys our life. He takes away our life. Yamaha harati pranan. Yamaraja namastubhyam. Vaidyaraja namastubhyam yamaraja sahodaraha. You are the eldest brother of youngest to eldest brother of that Yama, because eldest brother in Cholana in Yamaha Harati Prana. Vaidyaha Harati Prana Yutam Vapuhu. Not only Pranan, not Prana Yutam Vapuhu, Pranan plus Dhanan Picha. Prana and Dhanam also. Vaidyaha harati pranan dhanani cha. Not only when this person is dying, already spent what? Lakhs of rupees given as a fees to the doctor. Appo rendu doctor ke. And the prananu vangitar, pananu vangitar. Chuma joke. Chuma joke, don't take really. Okay, Yamadharma Raja is one who is the one who follows, controls, no exception there. Konja naadu iru, partiality is not there. You cannot go and beg like Satyavan Savitri Madri. You cannot ask like that. Nachiketa, Satyavan Savitri, all of them, they asked, Yama, change your control towards Asana. I cannot change because I am very strict. You are very strict, but for our sake you change because of their Shraddha, Bhakta Markandeya. These stories and all shows what they have surrendered to the Lord, surrendered to the Jnanam. That's why Yama could not do anything. But ordinary people would have a matter. So what way he comes? Not only one time he comes. He comes slowly. They say Yamadharma Raja comes very slowly. How he comes, no? First he comes in the form of old age. Appe start tired than artham. Ippe chunna bhayapaduva an solli avar mullama he sends his sister Jara Devi. Nee po munnadi appra na vare enna. That is why old age, when it is coming itself, we feel that bhayam will come. After 50, 55, old age comes. That is sister, eldest sister of Yamadharma Raja. So Jara Devi comes. Then slowly she calls him. Now you can come. Oh, body is ready. Swamini, podum. See, you need not afraid of death. Okay? Body is bound to decline one day or other. You cannot stop. However much knee joint replace pannanum kuda. All people at the age of 70, 75, 80, they are doing a knee replacement. And walking like anything.
ஏன்னா பிகாஸ் தே இட்ஸ் தேர் நாட் தேர் நீஸ், இட் இஸ் ஓன்லி ஆர்டிஃபிஷியல் நீஸ், தேர் வாக்கிங். கேன் யூ போஸ்ட் போன்? ஸோ ஹவெவர் மச் யூ ரீப்ளேஸ் ஆல் யுவர் ஆர்கான்ஸ், ஆல்ரெடி அவர் வரார் காலாக. அப்புறம் ரிட்டன் நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா, ஸ்லோகா 30.
பிரஹ்லாதஸ்சாஸ்மி தைத்யானாம் கால கலயதாமஹம் மிருகாணாம் ச மிருகேந்த்ரோஹம் வைனதேயஸ்ச பக்ஷிணாம்.
பிரஹ்லாதா, ஆல் ஆஃப் யூ நோ ஹூ இஸ் பிரஹ்லாதா. தோஸ் டேஸ் த்ருவ சரித்ரா, பிரஹ்லாத சரித்ரா சினிமாஸ் யூஸ் டு கம். நவ் டேஸ் நோபடி இஸ் டேக்கிங் சச் டைப் ஆஃப் சினிமாஸ், நோ மூவிஸ் அட் ஆல். ஒன்லி சீரியல்ஸ் தேர் அண்ட் தேர் ஆர் தேர், பட் அவர் சில்ட்ரன் ஆர் நாட் சீயிங் சச் மூவிஸ். ஒன்லி ஆனிமேஷன் இஸ் கமிங். வாட் யூ கேன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் இன் ஆனிமேஷன், தட் ஆல்சோ வெரி வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட். சி, பிரஹ்லாதா பக்த சிரோமணி அனு பேர் பிரஹ்லாதனுக்கு. பக்த சிரோமணி பிரஹ்லாதா, பக்த சிரோமணி பிரஹ்லாதா, வை ஹீஸ் கால்ட் பிரஹ்லாதா. தைத்யானாம் எமாங் தைத்யாஸ் திதி வம்ச, தேர் கால்ட் தைத்யாஸ். திதி வம்சே பவானாம் தைத்யானாம் எமாங் த தைத்யாஸ் who are all born to Diti, they are called Daityas, Asuras or Rakshasas. Aditi, Aditi Putras are called Adityas, Devatas. So Devatas are all born to, Devatas and Rakshasas born to Kashyapa Prajapati. That Kashyapa Prajapati, he has got two wives, Aditi and Diti. Aditi gave birth to Devatas, Diti gave birth to Rakshasas. Because Diti mind is not a healthy mind. Aditi is very, very positive thinking. That's why Devatas are all with Daivi Sampat. Asuras are all Amma Madri, Diti. Like that they say. Therefore, mother must have a healthy attitude to give birth to healthy children. Healthy children. தைத்யானாம் திதேஹே அபத்யம் புமான் தைத்யா நெரா. பிரஹ்லாதா கம்ஸ் அண்டர் ஏ பிராதஸ்மரணீயா. எர்லி மார்னிங் யூ ஹாவ் டு ரிமெம்பர், நாட் பெட் காஃபி. எர்லி மார்னிங் வைஃப் இஸ் ப்ரிப்பேரிங் பெட் காஃபி, நைஸ் ஸ்மெல் இஸ் கமிங். ஸோ திஸ் பர்சன் ரிமெம்பர்ஸ் பெட் காஃபி எர்லி மார்னிங். பிராதஸ்மரணீயா புருக் பிராண்ட், யூ ஆர் நாட் சப்போஸ் டு ரிமெம்பர் தட். நாரத பராசர புண்டரீக பிரஹ்லாத, தே ஆர் த பீப்புள் யூ ஹாவ் டு ரிமெம்பர். ஸோ தெர் ஆர் சோ மெனி பிராதஸ்மரணீய மகிழாஸ் அண்ட் புருஷாஸ், யூ ஹாவ் டு ரிமெம்பர் தெம். ஸோ பிராதஸ்மரணீயன்னு கடிக்கும் அந்த ஸ்லோகம் இல்லை. எனி புக் ஸ்டால் யூ கேன் கெட் இட், நாட் எனி புக் ஸ்டால், சம்வேர் இன் இண்டலாஜிக்கல் புக் ஸ்டால் லைக் தட். ரிலிஜியஸ் புக்ஸ் வேர் அவைலபிள், யூ கில் கெட் இட். If you remember them in the morning, it is very good for your health, mental health as well as physical health. So why he is called Prahladaha? Hlada means ananda, the one who gives ananda. Supremely sattvic person Prahladaha, totally sattvic. Hladayati, ahladayati iti Prahladaha, hladate iti Prahladaha, prakarshena hladate. The one who gives ananda, happiness, joy, is called Prahladaha. Then, aham kalayatam kalaha asmi. I am the time principle. Kalaha means time principle. Kalayatam, kalayatam means counting, gananam. When you count, kalaha, what you do generally? Kalaha, count, seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years, like this you, decades, silver jubilee, golden jubilee, ellame enna gananam, கவுண்டிங் த காலா. We are not counting Kala, Swamini. You are wearing watch, you are looking at watch itself is called what? You are counting. You are counting how much time, how much time, how many times we are seeing our watch. Check yourself one day without seeing watch, let us spend one day. That must be a vratam. Mauna vratam, ekadasi vratam, dvadasi vratam, madri. Today, I am not going to see the watch. Okay, turn your all watches one day. Especially Ekadasi Dvadasi day. Don't look at the watch. Don't see the time. It is also a type of vratam. It must be a vratam. I am within my own time. I am not running with that time. Try panni paarunga. Adu eppo thoongum bodhu kuda sila per appadi vechupom. While sleeping also, watch should be there. அது ஒரு பழக்கமாக போச்சு நமக்கு, ஒரு ஹேபிட். ஆல் த டைம் எவ்ரி டைம் தே லுக் எட் த வாட்ச். எவ்ரி ரூமுக்கு ஒரு வாட்ச். இப்போது தோஸ் டேஸ் ஒன்லி ஒன் கிளாக் இந்த ஹால், தே கீப் ஒன் கிளாக். நவே டேஸ் எவ்ரி ரூம், ஈவன் கிச்சன் ரூம் ஆல்சோ, நாட் ஓன்லி ஒன் ஒன் ரூம், ஃபோர் டைரக்ஷன்ஸ். இப்படி திரும்ப டைம், இப்படி திரும்பினா டைம், எல்லாம் டைம். அதுக்கு தான் டென்ஷனே வருது. யூ நோ வை டென்ஷன் வேறு கேட்டு? When you look at the watch, you get tension. It is a tension-creating instrument. I have given the name. Tension-creating instrument, where are you from? Not your mamiyar. Your own watch. When it is must, you look at the watch. Otherwise, don't look at the watch. Not necessary. Be with yourself. Why have to see the time? Why have to see that time? Kalaha, gananam. We are doing gananam. Kalaha is called, who is the Kalaha? The one who counts. And the Chitragupta accountant is called Chitragupta. Accountant of Yamadharmaraja, auditor. Accountant, auditor of Yamadharmaraja, and the list is there. Whom we have to call. Chitragupta gives the list. Enna ore yamana Chitragupta swamini today. Chitragupta is the one who gives the today's this list is this, sir. He gives list to Yamadharmaraja. Today's list. UP one, UP these many people, Andhra Pradesh these many people, Tamil Nadu these many people, America these many people, Russia these many people. He gives the big chitta computer. எல்லாம் எழுதி கொடுக்க முடியாது, எல்லாம் கம்ப்யூட்டர் சிப்பில் இருக்கும். அந்த கம்ப்யூட்டர் ஓப்பன் பண்ண உடனே டக்கு டக்கு இன்டர்நெட்டில் வந்துடும் லிஸ்ட், ஹோல் லிஸ்ட். ஏன்லேருந்து ஸ்டார்ட் பண்ணிட்டேன் ஆல்ஃபாபெட்டிக்கல் ஆர்டரில் கோவான் யமதர்மராஜா டிலீட் டிலீட். அவர் வர வேண்டிய அவசியமே இல்லை. அங்கேயே உட்கார்ந்து அந்த கம்ப்யூட்டர் முன்னாடி சித்திரகுப்தரை எல்லாம் ஃபீட் பண்ணி வச்சுட்டார். நாளைக்கு என்னென்ன நடக்கணும் அப்படியெல்லாம் ஃபீட் பண்ணி வச்ச உடனே, திஸ் இஸ் ஆல் டிஸ்போசிங் கேசஸ். அப்போ யமதர்மராஜா சிட்ஸ் நியர் தட் கம்ப்யூட்டர், ஆப்ரேட் த டிலீட் டிலீட் டக்கு 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 டக்குன்னு ஒன்று ஒன்று போயிட்டே இருக்கும். சித்திரகுப்தான்னு பேர் அவனுக்கு. திருப்பி ஃபோர் வர்ணாஸ் கால்டு வர்மா ஷர்மா குப்தா ஷூத்ராஸ். தேர் ஆல் ஃபோர் டைப்ஸ். வர்மா மீன்ஸ் Kshatriyas, their name comes Varma. Last their name, Varma comes. Why Varma comes? Varma means kavacham, armor. The one who wears armor at the time of battle, Kshatriyas, they are called Varma. Sharma. Sharma means Shantihi. Brahmanas are all called Sharma. Sharma means the one who has got Shanti, he is called Sharma. Sharman Shabdaha, Nakarantaha. Sharma, Sharmano, Sharmanaha. Then Gupta, the one who keeps always secret. Vaishyas, you know, very, very secret. That's why their name and the end it comes as Gupta. Your Chitra? குப்தன். என்ன டைம் எல்லாம் சீக்ரெட்டாக வச்சுப்பார். நெக்ஸ்ட் மூமெண்ட் வாட் இஸ் கோயிங் டு ஹேப்பன் நன் ஆஃப் அஸ்னு. தட் இஸ் மை சித்திரகுப்தன் அனு பேர் அவனுக்கு. Akrama, all computerized, everything kept in secret form. Chitragupta, Vaishyasana Guptas, Shudraha, fourth one. Shudraha means the one who does service. Service only they do. They are called Shudraha. Then Kala, however, Kalayatam, counting Gananam among computers, I am the time principle. Therefore, we call Kala Devata. We worship Kala Devata also. In the form of what? Panchangam. New Year is going to come. Tamil New Year. Puttand. Puttand. Varapurad. Puttand Vandavudan. Enna pandra? First, Parappa Panchangam. Eppadi irukke ennoda Jathakam. என்னோட ஜாதகம் எப்படி இருக்க பாருங்கன்னா டைம் ஹோல் பஞ்ச அங்கம் இஸ் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் த டைம் கிளியர் தேர்ஃபோர் காலஹா தென் அகம் மிருகாணாம் மிருகேந்திரஹா ஐ ஆம் த லயன் மிருகேந்திரஹா மீன்ஸ் லயன் சிம்ஹா தேவி வாகனம் பார்வதி வாகனம் சிம்ஹா வாகினி ஸ்வயமேவ மிருகேந்திரதான்னு பேர் By itself, that lion is the king of the forest. No need of elections. No need of by elections and all. All animals have to come and select their leader. Whom they can select other than lion? You are only our prime minister. Lion only the prime minister, not like our prime minister. It is Swayameva Murugendra. Not selected or elected. That much powerful because of its strength. It has got a unique nature, Simha. Why Simha is the great leader of king of the forest, Mruganam? Because Simha is that which never touch the food once it touches. Second time it will not touch. It takes always fresh food. Not like ours, stored food. It once it touches with its mouth, after eating, second time it will not come and touch. Number one. Second uniqueness of Simha is, even it will die with if it won't get food, it will never touch grass. It will never touch any other animal. It has got special food for its own. That only it eats. That is the uniqueness of Simha. Third uniqueness of Simha is if it roars, the sound you cannot listen from opposite side. Lion is there, it is roaring. You don't listen, oh, lion is there. But you hear the sound from back. From back if you listen, suppose a deer is there, manu. It hears the Simha's roar sound, garjana. If it hears from opposite side, it run back. But the Simha Garjana, the deer, listen from the back. That is the uniqueness of Simha. Then this deer does what? Goes forward. Simha is coming backside. Simha is not coming backside. Simha is coming from front side. But the sound is coming from back. The deer is going front. It goes near straight where? To the mouth of the lion. அது எங்கே இருக்குமோ அங்கே animal வருமா. It need not go and hunt. Lion never go for hunting because its sound goes to the behind, back of the animals. All animals walk straight away to the Simha's mouth. Like that, one more uniqueness also is there. I will tell you in the next class. பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.